Tainus, per gimel mishna beis. Yordu litzmochin, aval lo yordu linen. You have rain that did fall. The shemayim did open up. Rain came down, but it's a very light rain. And that type of rain, the way the Mefarshim explained, the Rav brings, is it's yofel litzmochin lasovim, things growing on the ground. Ve'enim olilon. It's good for vegetables, but it does not help the trees. That needs a deeper, more intense type of rain. Li'ilon v'lo litzmochim. It comes down bekoyach. Now, look, if it's coming down bekoyach, so it's quite a lighter rain. But it's somehow because the roots of the trees go deeper into the ground, the rain that falls by force, we're talking here, sometimes it's supposed to rain hard, right? It's supposed to have rain li'ilonos. But there's a gradual process. It starts lighter and then it gets heavier. What happens if all you have is the heavier rains, so then the vegetables never have what they need in order to grow properly. That's li'ilon v'lo litzmochem. Lozev lozev, you have both types of rain. Avaloi leboyrois leshichin ulema'orois, the water supply. The water supply which fills up the boyrois. These are always in Loshon Chazal, three types. One is overground, one is underground. They're cisterns. Look at the pictures of Yerushalayim in 1948 when the Yerushalayim was under siege. So they had to open up the cisterns. It's the only water supply. And the water supply is only filled behemshech after they feed the animals and after there's enough for the agriculture. So then the rain supply could fill up because you need a water supply for the rest of the year in Yerushalayim. It doesn't rain after Pesach. So Memela, that would have to be filled up. If there's a low water supply, then they'll start the Seder Tainiyos Masyun Aleh Miyad. That means, Mistama, what it means is that if the rain supply from the year before was low, so everything got used up during the summer, so then it could very well be by Sukkot that the rain supply is dwindling dangerously. That's an immediate threat. People are not going to have what to drink. The whole population is in danger of starvation. So that they're going to be guys of tainus right away. Mishnah Gimel, v'chein ir shalo yordu aleh gshomim. You have a place, not common. You have rain is falling, Baruch Hashem. But there's one place in Eretz Yisrael that the rain skips over. You can give whatever siba b'derech hateva. It's between mountains. It's the angle of the mountains, the angle of the wind, of the valley, and so on. But we know the truth. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the one who decides the rain should blow here and the rain shouldn't fall there. So in the middle, that place has a tzora of its own. The pasuk brings up, the pasuk in Amos, brings up that this hashgacha protis in the rain, that the Rebbeinu Shlom will decide that one place here, one place not. Chelko achas timoter, oiso ir. Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shem is sending them a message. So over there, Mis'ane or Masras, they goyze tainis and they blow shofar, and they do the seder of tanis, and they do that right away. And the Mefarshim point out something else, that the tainis, that this place that has a specific zera, is not lefi the sholish. They don't start from the beginning of the tanisim kalim. They start from the Sheva Tainiyos Chamuros, because by them it's the real deal. It's a Gzeir Mamish. So they go straight to the Sheva Tainiyos Chamuros. The Mishnah adds a detail that Oiso Yir Misano Masras, however, the whole Sviva Seo, immediately around. How far is the Sviva of that city? It's not Mavur, but whatever is immediately in the environs of that Shtot, where the rain is passing over, Misanois Veloy Masriyos. They're misana, but they don't blow shofar. The rationale behind it is this. The gzeira is on that place that the rain didn't fall. The sviva, as the Gemara explains, since the people in that town are not going to have their own crops, Rachman al-Tzal, they're going to buy from the surroundings. The price of crops is going to shoot up. It's going to make life hard for everybody around. So they're affected, but it's not their gzeira. Therefore, misanois, it's a yoim of tainis. V'loim masriyo is because it's not mamish on them. Reb Kiva Oime, he has the same idea, but he says, faket, masriyo is v'loim misanois. They blow, they make it into a yoim of tvilo, tkiya shofar, calling out to the Rebbeinu Shlom, v'loim misanois. The Tesiyot brings the Rishonim, say, on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is not a yoim tainis, but it's a yoim tvilo of shofar, masriyo is. Yom Kippur is a yoim tainis, but it's not a yoim shofar. So which one is it them to? Is it them to Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? To understand the oimik of this machlokes, when a gzeira is not their gzeira, but they're affected by it. should they stell sich zu mortu rashonadi gezur zayim, or to Yom Kippur.